Welcome to this podcast from Radio Horton, the station that's good for you. There are many organisations and people making a difference to health and well-being in our area. Join me, Julie Baker, as I put on the kettle and get to know them. Today I'm in conversation with Vaughan Jones, who is chair of the Windmill Community Centre in Deddington. First of all, Vaughan, tell me a little bit about the Windmill Centre.
Okay, well, thanks for interviewing me about it. It's a community centre here in Deddington. It's been in existence for the best part of 40 years. The name, the Windmill, comes from the fact that it's on the site of an old secondary modern school, which was called the Windmill School. And we presume that that got its name from a windmill that used to exist here in the 19th century. The parish council, I believe, purchased the land when the windmill school went to the Warriner that was opened in the early 70s. And I think there was about 10 years when they weren't quite sure what to do with it. And then a plan formed to create a community centre. And it was opened in 1986. It's been serving the parishes, well, the parish of Deddington, which is essentially Deddington itself, Clifton and Hempton. But being quite in a very useful place geographically, there are quite a few other villages and hamlets around the place who use it. All sorts of things go on here, from the bigger clubs such as football, cricket, tennis. It's a 6-8 acre site.
I saw the tennis tonight actually when I came in. There were some children playing.
That's right. Yeah, no, it's the tennis club is thriving, and so is the football club, and so is the cricket club. In fact, most of the clubs do very well here. They use the building either for changing rooms or for meetings and things like that. And inside, we get everything from dog training to the uniform groups such as Brownies, Cubs, Scouts, Guides, to individual keep fit things, to the NHS use it.
Oh, that's very interesting, because obviously Radio Horton, we've got our connection.
Yeah. Well, at the moment, we've had several groups from the NHS come and do things like away days and that sort of thing. At the moment, we've got, I don't think this is NHS, it's Age UK who come in. But we do have a couple of ladies who come in from the postnatal section of the NHS. I'm not quite sure which bit that is. And they hold a sort of surgeries for young mothers who've just given birth on, I think it's every other Friday.
See, it's a growing community around Deddington, isn't it?
It is.
So there must be younger people and a whole... You're really saying that there's a wide section of the community using the windmill.
Yes, yes. We really do have everything from literally newborns up to, I think, our oldest user is 94 years old.
So, and are you able to say what the oldest user is
doing?
Well,
he comes in for the Age UK thing, which is a kind of, I'm not quite sure what it is, it's kind of exercises involving chairs in the hall. So it's stretching and but more than anything, it's a kind of sense of community.
Of course, yes. Overall well-being, really.
It is.
So there's physical well-being, mental well-being, and it's reaching into the windmill is reaching into the whole community and supporting that.
It is, yes, I suppose. A lot of people, I think, see it as just a kind of sports venue, because that's what's most immediately apparent. But as you say, if you drill down, then there's an awful lot of stuff that goes on here, which caters for lots of different people and lots of different age groups, and in lots of different ways. You know, yoga, Pilates. What else do we have? Ballet. We have a ballet school that's based here.
I didn't know that, really.
Yeah, there's a ballet school for for young people. And actually, quite recently, relatively recently, they started ballet for older people on
Goodness,
Wednesday
really?
Evenings, which is quite interesting. We've also got a all-weather court outside, floodlit all-weather court, which is used by lots and lots of different five-a-side groups, football that is. Also used for tennis, it's marked out for tennis as an extra court. And netball, we have ladies netball there. Lots of other things go on here, particularly sort of ad hoc things. It's obviously the hall, if you like, in Deddington. So it gets
voting, I believe.
Well, voting happens, yes. We get it's a polling station.
Yeah.
But we also get big ticket items such as the panto, the village panto. We get the school production. The primary school put on a fabulous production here. In fact, that's quite coming up soon in July. We also have the football presentation day. We've had comedy clubs, we've had concerts, we've had all sorts of things, and also lots of fundraisers. Lots of the groups in the village hold fundraisers, either art and craft fairs or parties or themed events.
Sure, what it's all about, isn't it? It's about passion. But you did sort of talk very broadly about some of the groups that support people with well-being in less obvious ways. And you talked about the dog classes. Because, I mean, they are still related to well-being, aren't they? Health and well-being.
Oh, very much so.
And I did hear that there is somebody who practices the saxophone.
Yes.
Because we were supposed to be recording this.
That's right, yes.
And we thought it might be a bit noisy to actually come here. So tell me about that.
No, well, it's a good example of how wide the range of things that go on here. We do have a chap who comes along and practices his saxophone. And he fits in into slots where nobody else is in the building because he's very good. He's very good.
But he presumably wants to practice.
He's very loud.
You know, I understand this. I think it sounds a brilliant idea. Radio Horton is all about health and well-being.
Yeah.
But so are those activities.
Of course.
It's all about being your best self and meeting other people and so on. No, that's really interesting.
Yeah.
I was very, very interested in the saxophonist, actually.
Yes. Well,
particularly
as
we had to delay this recording.
Yeah.
But in a good way. It's in a good way.
Yeah.
So,
thinking back on it, we've also had art classes. We've had pottery classes. We've had a lot of stuff for children, particularly toddlers. There is a weekly group that meets, which has been here forever. In fact, it was the way that myself and my wife were first introduced to people when we got here. And that's a great thing for people who are new to the village, taking their toddlers along to this play group, which happens on Fridays. That's great. But there's other things as well. We've had Thomas the Tank Engine stuff. We've got ride on toys that that people bring in. We've had baby yoga. We've had
this is so much going on, it's amazing.
Some of these things have been here forever and will continue. Some come and go. But yeah, there really is a wide variety, and it is that which, you know, as a committee, we want to be able to present to the rest of the community.
So what I'm picking up really then is there are a couple of things. You'd like people to reach out to you and talk to you about what they might be interested in bringing to the community with you.
Yeah.
And also for anybody who's interested in volunteering. I'm sure there are so many other groups that would identify with that.
I think
volunteering is one of those things, isn't it? It's so rewarding, but it is difficult to find volunteers.
It is. It is difficult. You know, you need some kind of intrinsic motivation to do that.
Yes,
there's no
doubt
about it. But yeah, I mean, we, as well as the sort of stuff that gets run by volunteers, including the centre itself.
Should we have a little look around? Shall we just perhaps choose one area that you'd like to tell the listeners about? Perhaps we'll just pop and have a look at a room.
Yeah, fine.
Well, we're standing in Bavourne in what you've described as the main hall, and I can see there's a stage with stacked up chairs because obviously it's after hours and it's not in use. But tell me a little bit more about how this room is used.
Yeah, okay, it's got two purposes really. Sport, the most obvious one being the badminton court, which you can see marked out here. But then it's our big hall in the village, so it gets used for lots of different types of functions. Some of them are, as I mentioned earlier, actually a pantomime and things like that. But also it gets used for fundraisers, for dancers, for parties, an awful lot of kids' parties in particular. And they, because it's such a lovely big space, people bring in, what do you call them, those bouncy castles and all that sort of thing. And
so all good fun. So this is a hall where we see lots of health and well-being and good times.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Should we go somewhere else now?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, Vaughan, so we're now, you've shown me into the Hempton Lounge, and what I can see is beautiful aerial photographs on the wall and seating areas. So is this very much a social area?
Yeah, that's right. This is, in a way, it's a breakout area from the main hall. So whenever there's a huge function on, this is where the bar is, this is where people come in. But it's also used for meetings. And actually sometimes for Pilates, there are a couple of Pilates classes that go on in here. But yeah, it's mainly the social area. And as you can see out here, you've got the fantastic view of the playing fields with the kids playing football out there at the moment.
It's really beautiful. I can see, again, I mean, I'm bringing myself back to just what a wonderful place for health and well-being this centre is.
Indeed, yeah, it is.
Well, we've just come upstairs and you've shown me that you were in the Deddington studio. And I know this is, you're really passionate about this room, Vaughan. You wanted to tell me about this. So tell everybody about it.
Well, I just think it's the nicest room in the building. It's fantastically lit. It's got a beautiful floor. And I come along here myself every Tuesday morning and do yoga, and the sun streaming through the windows. And that is mainly what it's used for. We've got yoga, we've got Pilates, we've got other Keep Fit classes that come here. And the other people who use it pretty much every evening are the uniform group. So your Cubs and your Scouts and your Guides and Brownies. But yeah, it's my favourite room, probably because of its orientation. And I just find it really nice and light and airy.
The floor is beautiful. It's a sort of lovely light oak sort. Is it light oak, would
it
you
is,
say?
Yeah.
Lovely, lovely. And it's got a very calm atmosphere.
It does, yeah. It's very nice.
Well, thank you for showing me. Right, well, we're back in the committee room now, Vaughan. Thank you for showing me around very briefly. That's absolutely wonderful. On the way downstairs, we were chatting, and you were talking about how Deddington is a parish that's outward-looking too when it comes to the care of others. And I know that there's work in Ukraine coordinated from the parish. Tell me about that.
Well, that's right, yes. That's something that I got involved with early on because in my line of work, which is writing textbooks to teach English, I've been to Ukraine many times. And it's basically the brainchild of a young parishioner, somebody called Finn Watt, who started up an operation which has now become extremely professional, Driving Ukraine. Mm. And what we do is we find vehicles, mainly 4x4s, sometimes old NHS ambulances, and we drive them in small convoys of 4, 5, 6 vehicles from here over to Ukraine, and they're used, they're prepared, camouflaged, etc., in Lviv, and then they're taken to the front line, and they help to mainly evacuate very badly wounded soldiers, get them out of harm's way, and hopefully into a hospital that can deal with them. And we know for a fact that our efforts have saved lives and saved limbs. So it's something very special, and a lot of the community have pulled together in terms of giving money. I think to date, I would probably have to check the exact numbers, but we've definitely delivered over 200 vehicles, and we've made over £1.3 million.
That is amazing.
It is absolutely
incredible.
Just this small village, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's something that... It also takes up a bit of time, but...
I don't know how you have any time to do anything, especially when you mention that you do yoga as well. I'm thinking, how does this happen?
Yoga is definitely the rest bit, the rest period.
Yes, of course.
No, I think a shout out to Driving Ukraine, because it has become something, I think, very important to a lot of people in the village, and is supported nationwide now. But we do try and keep it going. I think a convoy went last week, and there's probably another one getting ready for going out probably next week or the week after. So there's probably one or two every month.
That's absolutely amazing and really making a difference.
It does,
as you say, from here.
Yes, from here.
From here. Yeah, they start out from
the Unicorn Pub in the centre of the village.
Fabulous. Yeah.
It's a big thing. It's a big thing and something we're all very proud of.
Should be. That's fantastic. Yeah. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Tell me then, how can people find out more and take forward any inquiries about and get in touch and so on?
Well, by all means, just use our website, The Windmill.
Yeah.
So I think the actual thing is thewindmilldeddington.org. But put The Windmill into Google and you'll get something. We don't yet have online booking, but you can get in touch with our booking secretary, Julie. She is fantastic, and another person who is part and parcel of our operation, and she'll get straight back to you and you
Fabulous.
Can find out what goes on.
Thank you.
So there we are.
Well, it's been really interesting talking to you. So Vaughan Jones, chair of the Windmill Community Centre in Deddington, thank you so much.
Well, thank you.
Thank you,
Julie.